You are tuning into 103.3 KUMD Duluth Public Radio here in The Local with your host, DJ TJ. And now, as promised, a special part of this segment, we have the Lately's in Studio A here joining us. We're going to talk with them a little bit about their new album release, Waiting For You, and getting us started here. I'm just going to have each of the three band members, if you could just introduce yourself and say a couple of words about your role in the band, please.
Yeah, so I'm Jenna Harding. I am the lead singer and I play bass as well. And then, like the others, a songwriter as well.
All right, well, welcome. I'm excited to have you
Thanks.
Here.
Yeah.
A little bit of background that I'm aware of with the Lately's. You're known for your vocal and lyric-driven songs that challenge the status quo of rock and press into the sounds of soul and pop.
Yeah.
Combined with a vibrant backing of instrumentation, piano, bass, drums, the three of you just have a really unique sound in your music. So I'm wondering if for our listeners out there who are wanting to learn a little bit more about the Lately's and about the three of you, if you could share with KUMD listeners a little bit of information about just your band, anything that comes to mind, a little bit about the background of your coming together as a band, please.
Yeah, totally. So we actually all met each other like through church, and so we played on teams there. And then the thing I love the most about us is that we all have really different musical backgrounds, and so we all kind of bring a different flavor to the table, and somehow that ends up working. And you get different sounds for different songs, like as you'll hear.
Yeah. So we've been playing together for about 3 years now. And one of the things we immediately recognized, often we get the feedback, you know, when are you adding an electric guitar to your rock band? And that's been a pretty intentional thing we've avoided. Nothing against electric guitar. I think it adds an amazing flavor.
Sure.
But we've loved the dynamic between the three of us as far as songwriting goes and collaboration and just being able to workshop a song together. So we kind of didn't want to interrupt that with another potential member, and it challenges us to kind of fill out the sound where you could lean back and say, and here's the classic guitar solo. We have to find other ways to keep the listener engaged in those sections.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it sounds like just kind of an eclectic mix, but it's working and coming together for you. So first up, we're going to play the first song off of your album, Waiting For You. That first song is Another Saturday.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
and if you could say a few words about that first track on the album.
So this is one that I think I wrote majority of it. We workshopped a lot of it towards kind of the fruition to the end. But I walk around my house and sing melodies all the time. So this was actually the chorus lick was a melody that was just kind of running through my head. I think I was doing dishes. and then I just kind of matched. It's kind of a playful melody line. So we matched kind of playful lyrics. It's kind of about like young love.
Well, and we wanted a dance tune. Like that's that
yeah,
was
we
like
wanted a dance tune too. So we literally were like, start dancing. What's that tempo? Okay.
Rachel, give me a drum beat that you would dance to.
Yeah. So then we just kind of worked them together and Another Saturday is what it turned into.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. So inspired by wanting to dance, doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Yes, this is perfect.
Yes.
Okay, that's a great lead-in. All right. Well, again, the Lately's going to play this track Another Saturday off of Waiting For You. KUMD Duluth Public Radio. You're in Studio A with your host, DJ TJ, here in The Local, and joining me, band members of The Lately's, Jenna Harding, CJ Hansen, and Rachel Reppenberg. We just heard the first track off of their new album release, Waiting For You, that was another Saturday. And I'm looking at the album actually right now while I'm sitting in the studio. And I have to say that I fell in love with the cover photography. For listeners who haven't seen it yet, let me pick the picture. It's this really beautiful, kind of chubby golden retriever who is just sitting by a door waiting for its owner to come home. And so I wanted to, frankly, I want to know a little bit more about your golden retriever.
Yeah, yes. So he's mine. He's all mine and my husband's, but mine. His name is Buddy. And so the story is actually beautiful. In that picture where I work, I was on the other side of that door talking to someone. And one of the doctors was like, oh, it's so cute. He's listening to Mama and waiting for her to come through the door. So he actually was literally waiting for me. And as we were putting the album together, it's just such a sweet picture.
And it
fit with one of our title, with what became our title track. And it just kind of, it settled well with us all. So yes, Buddy, he has lost some weight since then. He wants everyone to know he's a little more svelte.
The camera really,
camera adds 10 to 20 pounds, yeah. You know?
It's okay, Buddy.
Yeah, so he's the sweetest.
Yeah, all right, well, I have a golden doodle, and his name is Marley, and sometimes... Aww. Yeah, he's so cute, and sometimes he listens to me on the air. So both dog moms, and any chance that Buddy might be tuning in?
Buddy's definitely tuning in. Hey, Bud. Hi. He's going to be wagging his tail right about now. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing captures the idea of waiting for you more than this image. So you have to, you know, if you get this album electronically, you do have to look up the cover photography for sure.
Yeah.
All right, next song that we're going to play is That's Okay, and I'm wondering if you have anything you'd like to tell listeners about that particular song.
Yeah, go ahead, Rach.
So That's Okay is actually one of my favorite songs. It's one that Jenna wrote for her sister, Jess. Jess moved all the way to England, and so it's really just like how do you go on from that? How do you be okay? Yeah.
All right, well... here for listeners, again, the Late Lees off of Waiting For You. This is That's Okay on KUMD. You are tuning in to The Local here on 103.3 KUMD Duluth Public Radio. And here in Studio A, excited to have joining me the Late Lees here talking with us about their new album release, Waiting For You. And in just a moment, we're going to be able to hear the title track off of this LP. But before we do that, wondering if band members, if you could share with listeners information about upcoming shows, the CD release party, ways that listeners can tap into your music.
We're kicking off the album release at the Rex Bar here in Duluth on Friday night. That's October 18th. Music starts at 8. Doors are open at 7:30, though, and there's a $5 cover. And we have some of our best friends from town. The Cuckoo Bees are starting at 8 mm-hmm. o'clock. We'll take the stage around 9, and then our friends Emily Havoc and the 35s will be closing out the night for us. And so Friday night, October 18th, is the release show at the Rex. And then following those next 5 weekends, we have about 10 to 12 shows lined up across Minnesota, down the Twin Cities, up north, out in Fargo, North Dakota, a few shows in Wisconsin. And so you can find all that information on our Facebook or on our website, thelatelees.com.
Great. All right. Yeah, I noticed that Emily Havoc was playing as a part of your CD release show, and so played her a little earlier in anticipation. Yeah, her track Fool's Gold. So listeners heard that a little bit earlier. Yeah. All right. So the final track that we're going to play today is the title track, Waiting for You. And if you could share with us a little bit about that particular song.
Yeah, this is a song about a person that's, in this case, a relationship that one end of the relationship, there's a lot of waiting around for things to progress or to
be noticed.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. And so it's kind of almost a redemption song where it's the turning point in this person's life where they choose to move on from that relationship or that time in life. And so... So this one, you know, the song was written before we had the album cover all figured out. So as much as I'd love to have a connection between this song and the album cover, there really isn't.
But okay.
So that's Waiting for You.
It sort of came together in unexpected ways.
True.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, I just want to thank you so much, Jenna, CJ, and Rachel, for joining us here in Studio A.
Thanks for having us.
Sharing the album with our listeners. And I will go ahead and play our final track here, Waiting for You, from the Late Lees off of their new album. You are tuned in to The Local here on 103.3 KMD Duluth Public Radio. And we just finished our live on-air interview with The Late Lees. Hopefully you were able to tune into that and hear more about their new album, Waiting for You. Just a really great band with, you know, just a three-piece band, but a really big sound. And so appreciate their coming in Studio A to share a little bit about the album and upcoming shows.